interesting.
He might say. We started just now. Hey, Gino Bisconti, I smell alcohol.
Did it start?
Oh, this guy's a real pro.
Thanks
this guy's a real pro.
Stopping by.
What's a hoo-hoo? Hello?
Gino, don't tell me.
I just had a voice over asking my line.
What's that bad Santa?
You think you're better than me? PetSmart, for the love of pets.
What's that bad Santa? You're like bad Santa.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton, he was always drunk and around the holidays.
Thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Hey, we're hanging out.
Love that accent.
I like how his hood matches. It like, actually matches.
That accent's like, it's like listening to hot cat food.
He's an asshole.
He's a natural. Yeah. That guy's a natural.
I don't like the guy.
Can they hear us out there?
Natural, yeah.
Got Barry Ribs, everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
In from the coast.
Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming in, Barry. Yeah.
Gee, I don't know how Gino handles his alcohol that much.
Yeah.
I mean, it is amazing. Speaking of alcohol.
Yeah?
I guess you haven't been on Twitter, but I guess Artie's doing the show. Garrett, is Artie still going to do the show?
Fingers crossed.
So, as soon as he shows up.
Right.
He's been trolling me for like 24 hours.
He really gave it to you good last night.
He gave me a B.
Good in what way?
You called him a fat, junky piece of shit loser.
No, what happened was we did this show. I don't know if you remember.
I'm familiar.
We did a show on Monday, and we said a bunch of things. And one of the trolls, one of the professional trolls, who always trolls me and everybody, he actually did it. He cut the show down to like 10 different clips, and he tagged Artie in every one of them.
Wow.
And he did it on Monday, so I was like, oh, I guess Artie's not into this anymore. And then I guess he caught wind of it, and then he was just like, he responded to everything. Because I called him a piece of shit and a bad comic. And
yeah, I was here.
And so whatever.
Unfuckable, junky, loser. Yeah, that kind
of
thing.
He's kind of unfuckable. Do we have a good picture of Artie?
When he was fuckable?
You know, Artie wasn't a bad guy back in the day. I mean, a bad-looking guy back in the day. I mean,
he was a compliment.
He was a reasonably handsome guy, you know, for a character actor.
Solid five.
Yeah, but now...
when he had a nose.
He looks like one of the elves, like the, you know...
Like a Keebler elf?
No, he's got a big nose. He's just got a funny-looking face now.
Yeah, he's pinched.
Yeah, he's a little pinched. That's my toe out his nose.
Oh, God.
He's coming in today, so I think I'm going to buy him for Christmas. I'm going to buy a big thing of bleach. I don't know how much bleach you drink when you're killing yourself. Yeah, I don't know how much bleach.
The problem is keeping the bleach down, because I think if you start drinking it, you start to vomit. You know what I
mean?
You do? Like, the trick is to, like, what do you mix it with to make it, like, sit in your...
Red Bull?
Yeah, probably. Then you're awake. Like, I'm going to kill myself, right?
All
I want to do is ride a
motorcycle.
Like, you know, it's not really a good...
I'm going to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
I have so much energy.
I'm ready. You know, this bleach is nothing. Do you like Red Bull?
No, I like the 5-hour energy. I saw two people on the train over the weekend drinking, like a couple going on a date drinking Red Bull.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do they need Red Bull for? They're on a date. Like, where are they going that they need Red Bull?
Well,
I could see alcohol, because alcohol makes people seem funny to you and makes you kind of laugh at their dumb jokes.
Right.
But Red Bull doesn't do that, does it?
Well, Red Bull,
do they mix it with vodka, maybe?
There's a drink called the douchebag, which is Red Bull and vodka. So if you go to a bartender, you go, I'll have a douchebag. It's Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah, but is what they did, that maybe they put vodka in their Red Bull? Is that what they were doing on the train, drinking illegally?
Public transportation is entirely possible.
Huh?
All bets are off on the subway. People are mixing things in their...
Yeah, because that's probably what they do. They probably made their own drink at home, right?
Just taking the train into the city for a night of fun.
But it's just a
dumpster hand job.
A boxy lady with a boxy gentleman.
She was boxy?
Yeah, and they were like, they're gone. I'm thinking, why are they drinking Red Bull?
Yeah,
I think they were. I could see drinking, like, but then, but now I realize they have, they probably have alcohol in their Red Bull.
Yeah, I remember.
Red Bull tastes like something sweet, right?
It tastes like battery acid. I don't know. I don't like it. I mean, Red Bull?
I've never had Red Bull. No.
You drink coffee?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Do you like drugs? Do you do drugs?
I take a baby aspirin.
No, you know what I mean. Like cocaine.
This guy's on fire. This Barry Ribs.
Yeah. Barry, I'm throwing you
all this best stuff. I like how he gets dressed up for the fucking show.
Yeah, what does it say? Satan?
This is Sunday Night Live at the Broadway Comedy Club.
Okay.
Oh, so you stole the SNL, but you called Sunday Night Live.
No, this ain't my show. This is Jamie Roberts.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. He'll be
Does
there
he
on.
Plug at SNL at Broadway Comedy Club as like a bit of a...
I told him you could get yourself into some sort of trouble and shit. What do you think? You got a law degree, right, bro?
Well, a paralegal. Cease and desist. I'm guessing, a cease and desist you'd get from Lorne Michaels.
Yeah, Lauren's going to...
Listen, I really appreciate the notice of the show you're doing, but I must say that the same initials are a show I do on Saturday, and...
Then you have to pretend you've never heard of it. What's it called?
Saturday Night Live?
Saturday Night
Live, yes.
I heard SNL is horrible. Horrible.
I always say that.
Yeah, last week apparently it was okay with Matt Damon. I don't know. It gives a fuck anyway. It's like, I mean, I don't know.
People, if the word of mouth is bad, the show's going to go down the tube.
It's on.
I heard it's not doing good.
Yeah, once they lost John Lovitz, I was out.
People still watch the fucking show.
Yeah.
Have you seen John Lovitz do stand up?
Not recently. Once he did Curly's Gold, I was out.
He has a stand-up club in L.A., right? Have you been there? Universal Studios.
I've seen him do stand-up. Should I bite my tongue or talk about Lovitz's stand-up?
Well, yeah, it's going to get back to him.
Yeah, exactly. Watch out.
God forbid John Lovitz shows up.
Throw a Molotov cocktail in your basement apartment.
What do you got on John Lovitz?
What do you got? Come on, go ahead.
I saw him at Gotham.
I'm
not finished. He's a disgrace to stand-up.
Oh, no.
You know who hates him? Norm MacDonald hates him. He hates John Lovitz. And how about that guy that was in, what's that show, Entourage? How was he? Have you seen him?
Yeah, I did.
How's
Entourage?
He?
Uneventful also. You and I don't know, I've never seen your stand. You do stand up?
No, I do. No.
That's how he starts every conversation. Even if he's talking to a stranger, I've never seen your stand up. So
great.
He lives in a world where everyone's a stand up.
Never seen your act.
Wait, so what's his name again?
So
Jeremy Piven.
Piven, yeah.
Jeremy. Oh, yeah, right.
I've seen him.
And he's uneventful?
Yo, listen, Kevin, these dudes that...
You start every sentence with, yo, Kevin.
Please.
These dudes that are
celebrities. Just so we get in the Christmas mood. Oh, look at this. He's still here. He's like one of those fucking horror movies where you think he's gone and he's still here. Pops up in the booth.
Like a vampire, you invite him in your
Home Alone character look.
Oh God, he's a million laughs.
Can't deal.
One at a time, a day.
So listen,
go ahead,
Kevin.
Go.
Thank you.
Sure.
Kevin, when I see these celebs doing stand up,
your comedy soul?
Kevin, it's an insult to Kevin Brennan and Barry Ribs. It's an insult.
Good company.
I like we're paired together. It's like when I was in Texas with Dan Natterman.
Yeah.
Dan Natterman goes, me and Brennan had no luck with the ladies in Texas.
Laurel and Hacking.
Wow. It's great to be associated with a wet-lipped Jew from New York. Me and Brennan had no luck with the ladies.
Not for nothing.
That's what Fitzsimmons, you're a fan of Fitzsimmons one time.
I hate that guy.
He's talking to Godfrey.
Why do you hate him?
He's talking to Godfrey. We're at the cellar, the Comedy Cellar table. This is years ago, probably 10 years ago. He's trying to compliment Godfrey. Fitzsimmons goes, yeah, me and Brennan are done, but Godfrey, you still got a chance.
Funny. Whoa.
I'm like, why are you dragging me? Because he's so bald. He's like, in his head, he's been done forever because he's just so bald.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He wears like hats. Like
you can only wear a hat for so long. At some point, you're going to have to take off the hat.
Right.
When you take a shower, you have a fucking, when you're in a TV show.
And you look bolder wearing the hat.
Not really, but you just look like, huh? You look like you're a cab driver from the 40s.
Hey, where you going, sir?
Hey, did you see the headlines?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm slow. I lost my elbow in the war.
So, Brian, why do you hate Fitzsimmons? I never met the dude.
He just punches. He punched down with me for two things, and he's just a prick. He's just like a bitter little prick.
Gotcha.
You know.
He has a Napoleon complex, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Never start a land war in Russia.
Gotcha.
How'd you know he was short if you never met him?
Yo, I grew up in this business, Kevin. Yeah. I virtually know. I'm not finished. I virtually know every comic that ever was on
the
stage.
Yeah, you used to roommate with Martin Mull, right?
We lived in the same complex. Robert Klein lived the floor below.
Oh, God.
You remember
that? Must have been a funny... Oh, my God. The mixers at that courtyard must have been hilarious, right? Did you guys have, like, a thing? Because in our building, we have, like, things, like Christmas things and little parties, like little get-togethers. Bruce goes...
I wasn't.
That's how I met Bruce.
Yeah, you met him at a get together.
At a little gala in our building,
Jersey City. You're like, who brought the snickerdoodles?
He goes, are you?
Days,
by the way,
even in those days, I was a loser cab driver. I was not on stage. It was back.
You don't believe it for a second.
Stop it, Bear.
It was back
with your pedigree.
By the way, I said snickerdoodles. Okay, just so everyone knows. Close out the year.
What?
Snickerdoodles. I'm saying.
Like, what does that mean?
And as opposed to, you know, whatever.
Oh.
Just close out the year, folks. Merry Christmas.
We've done very well the last couple shows.
We turned the corner in November.
Yeah.
Barry's the biggest guy on the show.
What?
Oh, it's Yo's?
I got a black soul.
Yep, sure do. I've seen
you, Dan, you I mean, I'm not trying to be a clown here, but when you do you go to like black clubs and dance with the ladies? Because I see a lot of videos where like white dudes dance with black women and it goes viral.
So with Cardi B, I saw that old dude.
I'm not talking about Cardi B. I'm talking about like just black women, like solid black women at a disco, and a white guy dances and it goes viral. Because it shows you got soul and a black woman like a guy who knows how to move his
Yo, Kevin, his, I his really hips. Dance, I get a lot of bitches. I would.
Are you too busy doing spots, right? Exactly. To work on your moves?
Exactly.
April 14th, 2021. But,
what does that mean?
I'm saying that you when you
that when you dates, plug, you plug too far in advance.
Way in advance.
I got a show tonight.
Well, then tell
me. That's what we're talking about.
It's a bar show.
All right, great. On the rocks with Barry Ribs.
Why do I even have to be here?
No, you should just check out. Bring over one of those guys. Why not? Yeah, so.
Yo, we got four fans in the audience.
Well, we have
four.
You guys don't. You make them self-conscious. I used to do that if a guy was laughing real hard. I'd be like, hey, this guy's laughing. And then he would shut down.
Stop.
Yeah, so why? And I kind of learned my lesson. Unless the guy's really making a spectacle.
Yeah.
Shut your fucking mouth. There was a guy last week. He was like a fat guy. You know, some fat guys are just real mirthy, you know.
Yeah, jolly.
Yeah, and this guy was like laughing, laughing, laughing. And then the people kind of started laughing at his laugh.
Right.
And at one point I was going to like point it out, but then I was like, fuck, unless someone's snorting, you don't have to fucking, you right. just leave it alone.
Hey, you know,
if there's guys in the audience, don't be like, hey, there's guys in the audience. What the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah, you know,
no one's ever sat in our audience before.
You know, who's snorting is Artie Lang earlier today.
I bet. He hasn't slept. Can you guys, hey, Garrett, check his Twitter to see if he slept. Because you can check his, huh?
He hasn't slept yet?
No, he tweeted. He was tweeting last night. When I woke up, he was tweeting in the morning. And now he just tweeted at 2 p.m.
What if he comes in and tries to fight you?
Yeah, looks like he went to bed 8 hours ago. So that's what?
Do the math.
7 in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? And then he just tweeted 40 minutes ago.
What'd he tweet?
So he got up at 2. He tweeted, actually, I was sorry to hear Kevin isn't rooting for me. The one thing every successful comedian has in common is the unflinching support of Kevin Brennan.
All right.
I mean, that's gold.
You know what? There's
probably
a
just got banned again.
Sold out Carnegie Hall. No.
What year?
2003, I think.
Was it that long ago?
Probably.
And then he's shitting on Lenny. He's shitting on me and Lenny. I'm like, we're both doing better than him now.
Well, but what if he walks in here and like,
I'm going to be here. I'm going to give him every opportunity to fucking punch me or we're going to have to take a picture though before. A before picture. So if I punch him, I don't want the cops to be like, "Well, you did. Look what you did to his nose."
Yeah, fair enough. But seriously, do you think you could?
I have to timestamp all these pictures,
right?
Huh?
You don't fight, right? Like,
no, I'll fight. I'll fight him.
Yeah.
If it's on video, just so it'll go viral.
All right, fair enough.
I need the donations for Christmas.
Right, exactly.
My kids all getting computers.
Really?
Hand-me-downs.
Oh, nice. Pentium 486s.
No, the motherfucker, my little son, he's like PS4, PS4, and then. The day after we bought it, he goes, "Yeah, I want a PS4 Pro." I'm like, "This motherfucker."
What's a PS4
Pro? I don't know. I was gonna ask Keith or Akumia, you know, but he don't need it. Keith.
Well, Keith isn't here. Yeah, he's home.
No, but I was gonna. And then we had to get a. Oh, maybe E-Rock knows.
E-Rock, what's a PS4 just Pro?
The Pro has a bigger hard drive and it's 4K compatible. That's all it really is.
So he absolutely doesn't need it, right?
If you don't have a 4K TV, you don't need it.
Okay, so we don't have, I don't think we, because we have a thing where we change the channel with a screwdriver.
Yeah.
I mean, with a
UHF adapter.
Does have the remote with the cord?
Yeah, we have to, I'm like, honey, change the channel. Here's the pliers.
Eric, while you're on the line, is there a new Xbox?
Yeah, there's.
It's called your wife.
Ah, hey, I didn't say ex-cunt.
Yeah, there's a couple of them, but they've been out for almost a year now. They're just, you know, again, 4K compatible, bigger hard drives.
Okay.
You can't use any more games, right? All the games are on that PS4. I mean, it's not like PS4 Pro. You can only use certain games on PS4 Pro, right?
No, you can use them all. Yeah. All
right.
As long as it's a PS4, all the PS4 games will play. All
right, thanks. Yeah, because I was like, there's no way we're getting it for him, and it's more money, and he don't need it. It'll just confuse the issue, so.
Yeah, as long as a kid can play Q-Bert, That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, how about that game? What is it? Pong?
Yeah, Pong is good. Yeah, Odyssey.
What was so good at Pong.
Yeah. Well, you were 35 years old, so why wouldn't you be?
Barry, what are you beating all the local kids?
No, you're a Jew, but what do you do for Christmas?
Oh, come on now.
I don't know. You
punctuated like you're anti-Semitic.
No, I'm not. I know you're a stinking dodo. No, I'm serious. Like, what do you do for Christmas? Like,
Brian, every day is a holiday to me.
Okay. So on the 25th, what will you do?
That's Christmas.
Sure is.
He don't even know the day.
Right. He's like,
it's like saying, what day is New Year's Day?
Yeah,
it falls on the first this year.
Every year, like clockwork.
So the 25th is Christmas. Yeah, what will you do? You just get up and go get a bagel?
Exactly.
Maybe some cream cheese?
Exactly.
And flirt with the bodega lady?
No bodega. I go to the bagel store, 2nd Avenue and 56th Street, the best bagels in New York City.
Wait, I thought you lived in Elizabeth.
Yeah, there's no bagels in Elizabeth.
So you come all the way to the city to get a bagel?
Exactly.
It must be good.
That's what Jews do, okay, Kevin?
Yeah, they cross
it must be good.
They wandered the desert for 40 years. They can go on the fucking pasture and get a bagel.
Oh, that's true. You got a good point.
Yeah, so he's just...
A Red Sea story?
Right, part the Red Sea.
Yeah, so...
My wife has the Red Sea 4 days a month.
Ah!
Oh! Over here now.
Is that what the Red Sea was all about, looking for a bagel?
Yep.
Let me ask you, anti-Semites, have you ever eaten a bagel?
I'm over here, too. Yes. Don't just look at him.
We're both here, right? Of course, I've eaten a bagel.
Kevin, you've eaten a bagel?
I love bagels.
Yeah, I do love bagels.
They block me up a little bit, though. I gotta be honest.
Everything bagel, little whiting, you kidding me? Little kiddish on the side. Like, I'm a real alter cocker when it comes to
Kiddish?
Well, kiddish.
They must have good bagels in Park Slope, right?
Well, there's a bagel hole in Park Slope, which is what I call my wife's asshole. Oh, the bagel hole. Right up the old shit pipe.
Yo, Kevin, this dude is the king of rim shots.
Oh, yeah. Rim jobs.
He never does. You never do anything anal with your wife, right?
No, nothing. No. I put my finger up her ass when we first started dating, and she goes, it feels like I have to take a poop.
Ugh.
So that was the end of
women
that.
Never know when they shut their mouth, do they?
Exactly.
Or open their snatches.
I finger
my wife's ass almost, even when she's making dinner.
Yep. Right, exactly.
I just go in there.
Mole.
So she won't let you, even now, as a married couple?
I have no interest in my wife's asshole. It's fine. I like the vagina.
To be fair.
My friend over there, and I won't say your name, can I tell you the thing you told me about your wife? Thank you. So, my friend...
You want him on camera?
My friend fingered his wife, and he had been eating, jalapenos or something? Right?
Yes.
And he burned her pussy with his, jalapeno fingers.
You were just eating the jalapenos and you fingered her?
Dinner.
Huh?
I was making dinner, prepping jalapenos.
And then you fingered her right while you were making dinner?
No, after dinner.
Yeah.
And then your hands were still dirty?
Correct.
Yeah.
So I guess the lesson is if you're going to, after you cook, make sure you wash your hands.
Yeah.
It still stung.
Yeah. His wife is a sensitive vagina.
Shout out to jalapenos.
No, right? That's a gift that keeps on giving.
I had no idea.
Wait till
my wife would love it because she's Hispanic, right?
Oh, Kevin, my pussy's on fire. My culo's on fire. I love it, Kevin. Ah, it's like a chocolate briquette in my cunt.
That sounds like a dude.
Well, you should see his wife.
You should too, since you're blind.
I hands my eyes. I would love to fuck your wife.
Oh, boy.
From back, she's got such a great... She's got a great ass! What's that gonna get laid, Barry, for real?
None of your fucking business.
We're talking about this!
Whoa, don't pull a Jimmy Martinez on him. What did you ask him? God, when's the last time he got laid?
My man.
Is that... I mean, honestly, you're...
It was when JFK was president.
Okay. First or second term?
There's only one.
He had one term, that dude.
Oh, did he really?
You really didn't know that?
Dude, yo.
60, he was shot in 63. He was 60 to 63. That's why he never made a Hall of Fame, only a three-year career.
Marilyn, watch out. Here comes my load on your chest, huh? My brother's going to bang you.
Can you imagine the life that guy had? Fucking Marilyn Monroe?
Hanging out like...
Being a first Catholic president?
Frank Sinatra and everything.
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra would, they would kiss his ass.
Oh, yeah.
They would come. They would have to defer to him.
Well, the mafia killed Sinatra. I mean, the mafia killed Kennedy.
Of course, we know that. And then the Jews started. The Jews
9/11.
9/11, right?
Exactly right.
Barry, you know anything about the Jews in 9/11?
Tell us a secret now. What do you know?
Where were you the day of 9/11?
Where were you at Windows on the World?
I had nothing to do with it.
All right,
I'm telling you, I am a low totem pole of a Jew.
Right.
Okay.
He's in the basement. Literally.
That'd be like when they go to synagogue, like they put John Stewart and Steven Spielberg in the front row. Right. They make him put them in the basement.
Barry's in the coach.
The back balcony. Right. We went to the hockey game last night, thanks to Aaron Berg, me and my son. So because Aaron couldn't go. It was in New Jersey, so I guess he figured I can go. This is like three stops on the train. Am I right, Barry?
That's right.
So we have good seats. My son looks at the upper level. He goes, "Dad, are those the good seats? Because they're way high up." Kids, aren't kids adorable?
They say the darndest.
No, but then it's like, they do kind of look like they're bigger because they're higher up. They look more majestic, you know.
Would you rather be? I'm lost. Is it better to be up top or better to be?
No, it's better to be down low. Well, hockey, I forgot how boring hockey was because when I was younger, I used to go to hockey, but I think. Hockey was more aggressive. Now it's just they're just skating and trying to put the puck into the net. There's not as much hitting.
I think they cucked it up. Yeah, once they put on helmets, it got really boring.
Yeah.
They downplay the fighting now?
Yeah, I don't think.
I asked John Moses, who was there, because I guess him and Aaron go together. He said there's almost no fighting anymore. Because they have four refs on the ice, so it was really like watching a college hockey game.
It's fucked up.
Because in college they don't let them fight. So
the Devils played who?
I don't need to see a fight, but it's like it just seemed like it was a little slow. Like there wasn't a lot of action.
No, real fans have always gone for the fights.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you want to see, you know. I mean, especially if the game was a joke. It was 5-1. The Devils were losing, so you know, start a fight. Give the fans our money's worth.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Get some French Canadian in there and be like, fight Pierre Pantoin.
Yeah, and then a Russian guy, what would he sound like?
Well, listen, I want to fight you now for the game because they're not really.
In Russia, we fight you.
In Russia. Fuck. He's like dinner for us.
Anytime someone tweets a Yakov Smirnov joke, it's automatically funny to me.
Great.
In Russia, puck fucks you. Yeah,
puck fucks
you. Yo, did you hear Anthony Cumia's story on Joe Rogan with a Russian pedicab?
No.
Yeah. These guys probably know about it.
Is it classic?
Let's just play it, take a nap.
It's classic, Anthony.
Yo.
Can you find the clip without watching the whole interview? Because I don't have 3 hours.
Brian, I'm sorry.
Please.
Here's the essence. Cumia, who I really just know from here or whatever, I don't know him like you guys.
Sure.
He got into this thing with a Russian pedicab dude.
Here in New York?
Yeah.
He was on a pedicab by himself, Garrett? On a date?
The pedicab kept wanting to pick him up, and he's like, no, I don't want to get in there, and he kept pressuring him.
And then the Russian pedicab dude stepped out, and Anthony backed off like, uh-oh, I'm in a little problem here.
He goes, I can tell you,
Greg.
You're also something that starts with petty. Because, you know, Anthony dates young girls. Anybody? Hello?
That was pretty good. Reach.
Segue.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to.
Like a Hail Mary pass.
Sometimes you got to pick your battles.
You know? For sure.
Yo. Oh, so the guy wanted. He was pressuring him to get him in his pedicab, but he said no. And then.
He got tough and shit, but then the Russian dude came out with the accent. That accent could be Russian mob, you know? So
it happened to me one time. Similar story, not really, but similar story. I had my.
Go ahead.
Sounds really pathetic now. Retelling. Wait, did I lose my fucking thing?
What?
What's with my fucking phone?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
God damn it!
No one can. We're in the middle of a thing here.
Where?
I don't know. Like, what are you doing?
Anyway.
Like on eBay for like a China set. somebody get in.
I'm on Grindr.
Grindr.
I just got an alert.
Uncheck bareback.
So anyway, I was at so sometimes you act tough and it backfires on you. I was coming home one time when I lived in Queens. I had my bike, it was the summertime. I did a bunch of spots.
How do you say Queens again?
Queens.
Yeah.
So then I had my bike, you know, and I think I was just walking my bike down the street, you know, because it was late and I was whatever. Anyways, I was close to my house. So I was walking my bike. I rode from the city. Anyway, so this guy's like, hey man, can you help me out with some money? And I'm like, you get pumped up when you exercise. So I was like, get the fuck out of my way. I didn't say it like that, but I just like step away, you know. I was like, no, real gruff with the guy, but it was like 3 a.m. So then I'm walking into my building.
Right.
And, you know, my building is like the first door is open, second door is locked, you know. So I go into the first door And then I'm opening the door. The guy comes in behind me.
Oh, no.
And now he's like, he simulates he's got a gun.
Oh, no.
So he goes, and I'm like, oh, I did this because I was a fucking asshole to him. I was just me and him on the block, but I was like, he's just a homeless guy, you know. Anyway, he follows me, and he pretends he has a gun.
Right.
He goes, give me your money. And I did like six spots.
Right.
So I had to give him all my money.
$60.
Yeah, back then. So then he takes my bike like a bitch.
Oh, no.
As his getaway.
Oh, no.
So then I
made you blow him, too.
So then I learned my lesson. I'm like, just please. If you push, sometimes it backfires if you're too aggressive saying no to these motherfuckers, you know?
So what, Italian guy, I'm guessing?
He was funny because he was brown.
Okay.
But he didn't have an accent. And so I don't know what the fuck he was. So even when I reported to the cops, they go, was he black or... Actually, I called the cops. I go, I just got robbed. They said, was he black or Hispanic? They didn't even give me a chance. Right. They didn't even say that white was already off the table.
Oh, yeah.
No Jew.
Oh yeah, right, exactly.
So then even when I went to look at pictures at the police station, I go he wasn't like Hispanic. I don't know. Everybody when I looked at mugshots, they're all black or Hispanic looking. Yeah. Or drunk white guys. Like, if the guy was white, he was crazy. You could tell he was drunk. His eyes were all bloodshot.
Nick Nolte.
Yeah, exactly like it. Exactly like it. So it kind of made me realize that white guys don't commit a lot of crimes in Queens.
Well, there just aren't. Yeah. It's probably a safe thing to say without being racist.
But I learned my lesson. Don't be an asshole to these guys that want something. That might be, especially if you're isolated, if they can isolate you.
When I would take the train late at night, you know, years ago, I would always talk to myself really loudly on the train, make people think I was crazy. I would go, I can't go over there because you go over there. Why don't you go over there? Why don't you go over there? I just kept saying that to myself.
Yeah.
Have them just leave me alone. I go, you go over there. You go over there. You go over there. Why don't you go over there? You go over there. I would just keep
saying that. The one time I almost got robbed late night on the train, I was taking a train to Queens, like the R train.
Right.
And it was like late on a Saturday night, Sunday morning. I was reading the New York Times.
Kiss of death.
And they were like, and I saw these guys checking me out. I'm like, fuck this paper. No, but I realized like, you can't read the paper.
No.
You can't look like you're educated. You got to be aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. You got to be ready to go at any time. So I'm like, don't read the paper. If a guy asks you for money, just be like, no, thank you.
Right.
Don't be an asshole to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Barry, you ever get mugged?
Never.
Ever gotten any kind of altercation or anything?
Of course. Yeah, sure.
Do you want to share it with us? Sorry, thanks.
Waiting for Artie Lang to show up.
I mean, Jesus
Christ.
I'm
right here.
I know, but...
Yeah, Barry, it's called an interview. It's called like
a conversation.
It's like an interview style. It's interview style Brian has.
Of course.
That was like when one time...
Go ahead.
I think Artie didn't show up, and it was Kumia and Dan.
Wait.
Huh?
Artie didn't show up?
Yeah. You guys have it probably marked down on your calendars, right?
Right.
Oh, that, yeah.
So I guess Artie was supposed to be, they said Artie was coming, he had to see his dentist or something, or he had to see his ophthalmologist, yeah. So it was Kumia and then Dan Natterman was the guest. And Kumia would go, so Dan, how's your stand-up going? He'd go, fine. Yeah. Like one word answers. And I was watching, I was just watching it because I know Artie eventually showed up like with 15 minutes left. What did I miss? And I was watching it and I was like, fucking, it's like, Dan, just talk to the guy.
Engage.
Just make up anything.
So Barry, what do you got? You have the floor.
So you asked me if I ever got in mugged, right?
Yes.
I was driving a yellow cab back in the 80s.
Okay.
In L.A. with Martin Mull?
out of Brooklyn.
Okay.
And this passenger was giving me a hard time, so I opened up the door to ask him to exit.
Okay.
With that, he punched me in the head, and I went to the ground.
Oh, no.
You call that a mugging?
Well, no, it's not a mugging.
It's more like a beating. Did he get your money?
Shot. Yo, Kevin, one shot to the head. I went down, and I had a steel pipe for like security.
Right.
Where?
I had a steel pipe in the front seat, and I took the steel pipe, and I didn't have the heart to really break that rod against his head and shit.
Okay.
Was he waiting for you after he punched you in the head? Was he waiting for you to hit him?
He was so wasted and stuff. He like didn't even go anywhere. He was just there.
Oh. You know?
And he was fucked up. That's why he was giving me a hard time, so I asked him to leave. I took the pipe because I have a heart. I didn't go for the face or the head or the kill. I went across,
I'll break your fucking leg.
I went across the kneecaps.
Okay.
He was so wasted, he didn't feel anything.
Right.
You were like a doctor checking his reflexes?
Exactly.
Ding.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess I'm
sure. That's not a, you weren't.
No, that's all it is.
You weren't mugged. No, you weren't. It's not a mugging.
You weren't. Yeah, you weren't mugged. I was at my mother once when I lived at 11th between A and B.
Are you eating candy canes?
Yeah, what are you having, pal?
We got the freaking candy canes in black and white.
What? What kind of candy cane is black?
I thought you didn't
Oreo candy. That's fucked up.
I thought you didn't celebrate.
Yeah, that's our candy.
Free candy and food.
You are a Jew.
Hey, no kidding. You're like, I'll eat anything. What is this? What is this? Swastika gummies? Delicious. Very nice. Can I take something?
Very nice. Okay, Barry?
You're going to make me spit the water out here, and this is expensive shit.
That was like Showtime at the Apollo. I thought he was going to run around the room.
Come out with a...
He laughed so hard, he's going to run into the green room.
Black dwarf comes out in a five-piece suit.
How come you don't do stand-up?
Because I don't care for jokes. I like to improvise stuff.
Yeah, well, people do that all the time. They can't write jokes.
Yeah, I can't write jokes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Me. But I do have...
Who improvises, you know, all the time?
You know, Kevin, usually the people that get into the host position that have never written a joke, those are the ones that can't write jokes, so they put them in the host thing.
Right.
You would be a great host.
I have hosted lots of stuff, so thank you for that, I think. I mean, thank you. Yeah, and also, if you go to Brian P.
You know, headliner is what he's saying.
I'm no headliner. No, you kidding me? Chad Zumbach, there's a headliner.
Chad's number five on the...
On the what?
On the thing.
Oh,
well, go ahead, caller.
Come on in. Last call. Favorite New Year's Eve memory.
Hey, it's Chad Zumach, number five on the iTunes comedy charts in the USA.
Well, congratulations. That's great. Good for
you. How does John Mulaney have three spots ahead of you? How does he have? Why is only he selling stuff and nobody else? And Gaffigan.
Yeah, I don't know. John Mulaney, I didn't realize how popular he was.
Yeah, he's fucking pathetic.
No. Well, good for you, Chad. That's great. Does it translate into money for you? Like,
yeah, I think so. I just wanted to thank you guys for helping me promote it, because a lot of the MLC fans and a lot of Burning Bridges fans are the ones buying it. So thank you.
Oh yeah, we're big fans. Of course, you're great. We're happy to. I'm happy for you. That's awesome. Seriously, it's great.
It's called A White Guy Named Chad, right?
A White Guy Named Chad, and it's pretty cool that it's number five in the country.
Let's get to number one.
You got
to
get on Rogan. Can Sam Tripoli make a call, or Bert Kreischer?
You know what? I texted Bert, and he never even tweeted it or anything. And he's supposed to be my friend.
Bert's a complete fucking fair weather fan, and he's when he's with you, you're his best friend. And then as soon as you're gone, he doesn't give a fuck.
But he will give you the shirt off his back.
Oh, Jesus,
thank you.
Guy's a natural. You can't teach someone how to do that.
No, it's coming from here.
Hey, yes, there's a video going around the internet of you going off on when we were in studio, you going off on Artie. Are you going to stick around and confront him?
I absolutely am. I actually got the blessing from the missus, so she's going to let me stay a little overtime.
Oh my God, that's going to be crazy.
I'm legit.
Artie won't do anything. Artie will be like, I was just joking. Artie says he's always joking. I'm just being sarcastic. Even when he says he's clean for 4 weeks, he's just joking.
Right.
They're all jokes. But it was good. The guy did a good job cutting it up. I was actually laughing at some of the stuff.
Right. Yeah, you really let him have
cut up his nose?
No, it's his nose is all fucked up. I don't know if you listened to that.
I think when we have the guests on, they have no idea what we're talking about.
It's like, April 25th, 2014, I was on.
Tonight I'll be on the show.
What's the show? The name of the show? Plug it right
Chad,
now.
Chad, where are you? Chad, where are you now?
I'm in Philadelphia. I'm at the Helium Club tonight.
With Godfrey?
No, it's the Best of Philly. I'm on the Best of Philly show. I don't
know
why.
You're from
Philly, but I'm on the Best of Philly.
Yeah.
You're from Cleveland, though.
You should do your jokes like this, because you're at the Helium Club.
Say hi to Rachel for me, Chad.
No problem, Barry Ribs.
That's right.
Hope to meet you.
Rachel who? Rachel Feinstein? Chad.
Rachel is the booker for those off night shows, like Wednesday night shows.
She's the Wendy of Philadelphia.
Yeah, Chad, open with hey hey ho ho ho. I'm talking to my hoes.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Because Philadelphia loves a good old pimp joke.
Right. Hey, what do you guys like, Pats or Geno's? What are you guys into?
First of all, Philadelphia is the most segregated. It's still hilarious how segregated it is.
Pats and Geno's is not the place.
It's garbage. It's garbage. They put that fucking Velveeta cheese. It's disgusting.
You got to ask the locals. Pat and Geno's are yesteryears.
Okay. You get a better cheesesteak at the Wawa.
Exactly.
You got to use that computer. You got to tell you, I didn't know you had to go to Caltech to order a fucking sandwich.
Yeah, but I mean, most people can see. Most people are sightful, so they don't have a problem. This guy, he's using his stick. I'm trying to get a hoagie over here.
A pimply faced kid from Germantown to show me how to order a fucking hoagie.
No, they'll help you out. They'll step in. No, because the difference between that is the 7-Eleven, you know, it's all Indian people, and they don't like us. But the Wawa, it's mostly white people, and they like other white people.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of college kids work at the Wawa. It's a good job.
Do not go to Steve's in Philly for their cheesesteaks.
Okay, I won't.
You can go to any neighbor and they'll tell you where to go. But the problem is at night, most of the cheesesteak places are not open. So if you're downtown, you gotta take what they have to offer. And a lot of it's just garbage.
Their Chinatown is full of whorehouses, too. Chad, you should go to Chinatown and celebrate, get a whore.
Chad and I have a budget for that.
Number five. You kidding me? He's trigger rich.
What?
Hey, Kevin, I killed at the Cellar last night. It was sold out at the Village.
With Godfrey?
Yeah, it was me and Godfrey. I did 20 and he did an hour.
And you killed?
Yeah, it was fucking amazing.
All right. Okay. Great. Well, great. You're on fire. Tell, great.
If you take your word for it, Artie.
Yeah.
Tell Esty to pass me.
Why don't you use some heroin to celebrate?
Did Liz see it?
No, she was at the door. I don't know if she watched any of it, but she left.
And then you watched Godfrey?
Yeah, doing a completely different hour than I've seen.
Godfrey's a fucking killer. No, he really is a killer.
He's a very talented guy. Liz would be there, but she's too busy cheating on her husband.
Oh, my God. Ooh. We got to take this out. 307.
307, folks. Snip that. Thanks. Snip it. Thanks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We need a Moyle in here. Am I right, Perry? You fucking Shylock.
Kevin, are there any comics that you actually respect and like their work?
Freddie Roman.
Good question.
Freddie Roman.
Freddie Roman's an acquaintance friend of mine. I think told you that already. Yeah,
he was your roommate back in when, the 60s?
No.
Guys are both getting started?
He's older than me, believe it or not.
I do believe it. It's hard to believe, but I do believe it.
Who do I like? I like Mike Vecchione. I say buy if you have money left after you buy Chad's album, buy Mike Vecchione's album.
Vecchione's
a very solid comic.
He's great, and he's a nice guy, too. His album's called I Can't Believe I Ate the Whole Thing.
He's from Philly, by the way. Let's get him on the phone.
He just has very good long bits, and you don't get sick of him because they take a little twist and turns.
No, he's
great.
Super talented. He's great.
Yeah, but you don't even see him like I do. You see him once a year?
So I'm not sucking his dick, but he's, like, funny.
I see him all
the time. See him once a year? I have to follow him. It's fucking painful.
Right.
And other than that, Andrew Schultz is a good comic. He's a pain in my ass, but he's a good comic.
Yeah, I like his uncle.
Chris D is a good comic. Chad, who do you like? All the people you open for? Oh, you know what I realized? The last time Chad was on, I go, Chad, who's your favorite guy to open for? He goes, Jim Florentine. And I realized he only said it because Florentine is the only guy that he opens for that listens to our show. So he was cucking it up even then.
Chad plays it safe.
No, that's not true.
Florentine's not your favorite guy to open for.
Dude, he's like my brother. He's like my big brother.
You like Taylor Tomlinson.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she crying on Twitter about some Apple commercial or something?
Probably. She's a girl. Don't they cry for no reason?
Yeah, it's like after their abortions, they're all moody.
After their abortions.
Yeah, like, it's like, come on. It's out of you now. Now you're a person again.
After their abortion. Barry, have you ever paid for an abortion? They didn't have them back then, right? When your dick was working?
Yeah. Barry's like, coat hanger, I just met her.
The simple answer is no.
Okay. Chad, thank you. We got another call.
Merry Christmas, Chad.
God bless.
Congratulations. Thanks, seriously.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Buy his album, Chad. He needs the money. I hate to say it, because John Mulaney don't need the money. It's fucking
Sundays
pathetic.
Sundays are going to change our own
it's
oil.
It's pathetic that John Mulaney is, makes you just want to just suck a dick. Because
I'm always happy to see a white person do well, but not.
Yeah, but he's a song and dance guy, and that's really, I mean, you know what I'm saying when I say a song and dance man.
Yeah, you mean like a faggot.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that's how you got to be to appeal as a white man, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? A New Year's resolution. What do you have?
Well, I'm going to lose some weight this year, I'll tell you that much.
Good for you. How are you going to do it? Working out or running?
Probably running.
Cut out the carbs. That'll do it. That paleo diet. Eddie Hiff swears by it. That guy's got a body you could bounce a quarter off his stomach and get back two dimes and a nickel.
Who's this caller?
Have you seen him without a shirt on?
Fucking gorgeous.
He's ugly. He's got ugly hair. His head's too big.
Cut his head off. I'd fuck that. What do you got, buddy? Kevin. I'm sorry.
Who are you speaking Kevin. To?
Yeah.
Kevin, you're my hero. You're my hero, Kevin. Brian, you're the funniest motherfucker out there.
Oh, thank
Barry,
you, man.
You're a legend.
Awesome, brother. Thank you. Nice. Merry Christmas.
You guys really? It don't even matter.
Just be nice to us, Barry. Shut up.
Barry.
Yeah.
Is that your real Twitter account? On Twitter?
I'm not on Kevin wants me on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, who's doing Barry Ribs then? That's a bogus account?
Probably.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Is this Harrison by chance?
It is.
It'd be so great if it's like Barry.
It's so sad. We know all our. It's like a small town radio show where we know every caller. Is this Gina? Gina, what are you doing? Get back to work, Gina. We saw you. We saw you taking a very long lunch. Okay,
hey,
Harrison.
Barry.
What do you got, Harrison? Says
Barry,
Harrison. Don't guess anymore. Just to let him
MLC
tell.
MLC and burning bridges.
Huh?
When are you going to come out with that? You see the poll of MLC and burning bridges with Chad Zumbach. Look at his album. It's number 5. When are you going to come out with an album?
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah, Barry. You're right, boy.
You got an hour? Yo, yo, yo.
I got to. No, you know what you got to do? You put out an album because then they'll play it on Sirius Satellite Radio. And then you get paid by, what's it called? Who pays you? Sound Exchange. So that's what you got to do. So I'm thinking about putting out an album, but it's a pain in the ass because you got to get a venue, you got to fucking tape it a couple of times, then you got to edit it.
I did it
when I did my HBO thing. It was a fucking nightmare.
You got to call it I'm Neil's Brother.
When I did the HBO thing, we did 2 half hours. They let you tape it twice. So then you had to take the best joke out of each half hour, and it was just such a pain in the ass. Then when they edited it, it wasn't even a good edit. They did it very lazily, of course, and I'm like, fuck all this. So I guess if you do an hour, you know, I don't even know. So, but it's a pain in the ass. Then you got to edit it. Then you got to release it. But I would go. I mean, if Chad's at number 5, what would I be at?
Number 9 at least.
Yeah.
Number 1.
We're number 1. Hey. John Mulaney, you can suck my dick and you'll like it.
Right. Drink my cum
Kevin.
By Kevin Brennan.
Yeah.
Kevin, don't cuck out to Artie. Take it to him, that fat fuck.
All right. All right, thanks, Harrison.
Love you. Merry Christmas, man. Thanks for calling
in. Kevin, you're
special. He's a Jew.
You're special with HBO, not Showtime?
That's right, Barry. When HBO was still in business.
That's when I first saw you, man.
HBO was still in business.
It was a great special, yo.
Was it?
Oh.
Remote with the cord on it. You had to turn the thing, like a click.
That's when I changed the channel.
Exactly, with the rabbit ears.
That's when I became a Kevin Brennan fan.
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hey, Kevin, Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Mary, my daughter wanted to sing you a Christmas carol.
Oh, no.
For
your last
ready.
Year.
She racist?
No, can't be.
No.
No.
She just loves the show and watching you guys, so.
Sure, please. Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm fine for you. Hope you like it. jingle bell, grandma's got a gun. She pulled the trigger, shot a nigger, now she's on the run. Hey.
That's really
hope
nice.
Like it. Bye.
She sounds like an angel.
I appreciate the Nazi reference.
It's good.
I just got a tweak in my back.
Yeah,
I think that means 6 more months of winter. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't
know what was coming with that. I'm like, oh, maybe it's not coming.
Look, Garrett's like quick on the dump button, isn't he? He's like, we're all just enjoying the racist little girl.
So oh, my funny. God. Good for her, though.
You know what?
Learn those big words at an early age. My son's at the hockey game yesterday. He goes, you know what? If the Devils don't score soon, I'm going to use my magic word. I go, what's your magic word? He goes, shit. I'm like, I didn't know it was a magic word.
That's funny. Do you ever spend time with your daughter? You don't seem like you're not close with your daughter.
No, she was so mad because it was Aaron's idea. Aaron goes, why don't you take your son to the game? I go, okay. Because I can't take my wife because then we get a babysitter. But my daughter would hate the game. But my daughter's like, Dad, we got to have a father-daughter day coming up soon.
Yeah, sure.
Go, okay. But I don't know what she knows. She's a girl. What are girls like? They like lollipops. And
my daughter's like back rubs.
They love singing Nazi songs.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, like take her out to lunch, you know, or something.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah. I'll get all liquored up.
Exactly.
Bottomless pinatas. Go ahead, caller.
What do you got? AIDS or HIV?
Bye.
Who's that? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Who's this? That girl who just said a bad word?
What?
Are you the girl who just said the bad word?
What bad word?
Who is it?
It's Esther Koo.
I knew it was.
Oh, Esther Koo, man. I
knew it was, but I can't tell him not to guess who it is and then me guess who it is.
Oh, sexy. That little Oriental girl is comic. Good for her.
You don't say Oriental nowadays.
Hey, I'd like to lie on her like a rug.
What do you prefer to be called?
You're supposed to say Asian.
Yeah, Asian.
Esther, hey, Esther, rip him an asshole, Esther. Go ahead, do it
Esther,
now.
Esther, what do you got?
That was the AVN thing.
She didn't do it yet.
Oh, I haven't done it yet. Okay.
Really? She's in
Esther, Esther, you know what you should do? Oh, I was going to tell you this. You know what you should do? Because as a bit, you say to all the, you know, every woman in here has been on video with a jizz on their face. So to level the playing field, and then you do a pre-tape, and then you go, also, not only do I don't mind jizz on my face, I'm an equal opportunity jizz receptacle. So then you have someone like a barbecue sauce or mustard.
Oh, you
like
mean
the joke is different colored races have different colored cums.
Call it condiments.
Yeah, condiments.
Yeah, call it cum to me.
So then you have you get some real dark, and you go, oh, the black dude.
I loved you in Blade.
And then what other? Yellow, red, brown.
Yeah, brown would be.
Are you going to donate your sperm for the bit?
Oh, yeah.
No, you just get fake stuff. But by the end, you're covered with different.
Fake stuff. I want the real stuff straight from the source. Oh.
By the end, you're covered with jism. You have brown, yellow. It'd be hilarious. Like you're a fucking dirty hot dog.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll work
you
on
want
it.
Me to...
So what's going on out there in Los Angeles?
Esther, what time is it out there?
It's 12 o'clock, and I forgot to tell you this the last time I saw you, but, you know, I used to have a crush on Neil Brennan.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
You're saying you're a lesbian?
You are.
What'd she say?
I don't know. Sorry, Esther.
So what are you calling for?
I'm just calling to say that I'm a big fan. I think you're hilarious. And I just wanted to say hi.
But you like Neil because you like Neil's body because you're really a lesbian.
No, I like Neil's body because I have short legs, so it's easier to wrap my legs around a skinny dude rather than
a muscular guy like Kevin. Yeah.
Muscular guy like me.
Kevin's like Charles Atlas.
Esther, all right, that's it? So your boyfriend's still gay?
I mean, the jury's out on that one. Because a guy wants to have anal sex, does that mean he's gay?
If you're Asian, he wants to have a lot of anal, that means he's gay, yeah. You're a gateway to small boys. Same body type. Same exact body type, right? No tits, little ass.
I don't get anal sex. A vagina is so wonderful, and it's right there.
First of all, it's naughty, and second of all, it's tight, tight, tight.
Esther's probably pretty tight. She's Asian. She's little.
She's probably tight.
How tight do you need it? I got 9 inches I'm packing. I can barely get it in. My wife's got a giant snatch.
I feel sorry for the guy who's fucking her after you.
Yeah.
It's all stretched out, right?
My friend Chris fixed our stove last night at our apartment.
I bet he
did.
My
wife was so turned on, watching him, because I can't do anything.
I love Barry Ribs and Back to the Future.
Hey! You should use that as a bit, Barry. You know, Barry's doing his show 2024, April 35th.
He should work at Universal Studios.
Yeah, he could.
He's going to drive a DeLorean to his gigs. They're so far in the future.
Exactly right. We don't need roads where we're going.
All right, Esther. Happy holidays.
Anything to plug?
All right.
Other than your
Christmas.
Asshole?
Go ahead, caller. I thought we had a caller about Lenny. Go ahead, caller.
All right, bye, Esther. Merry Christmas.
All these celebrities calling in. I had to get to them first.
Oh, the hotline.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Brian. Hey, Bobby.
Oh, God.
Oh, Vito. Here he comes. Albuquerque's mayor.
Small town news.
Oh, yep. We got it here. All right. Here's the thing, Kevin. Did you hear Lenny on Two Tire Twat?
Yes, I did.
Uh-oh.
Man, he is such a fucking cuck, dude. Like, he's the worst. Okay, first off, he said that he basically left MLC because of his wife and that she hated you.
That's true.
Yeah, that is, he totally cucked out on that one. And then, did you see him that he kept on saying that, that you're all about the money, but the whole entire podcast, he was asking, oh yeah, is Kevin making a lot of dough? Is he making a lot of dough?
No, the whole thing was, what it came down to is Lenny, I know people are sick of this, but the thing was Lenny is a control freak, you know, and even that's why he doesn't drink. Patty Rossborough's like, you never had a drink? He goes, no. And she's like, oh, you're a control freak. Then Lenny goes, yeah, I am a control freak. That's why he doesn't drink. Because they never want to be out of control.
I don't trust people who don't drink.
I don't either. So then he goes, Kevin wanted to do this. Kevin, so I'm dealing with a control freak who had 50-50 say on the show. Then I'm dealing with Riotcast, who is horrible at making money.
Right.
So Lenny was like, oh, you're asking for donations and it'll never work. And that was beneath Lenny. But, you know, long story short, I've made a lot of money. Like, I would brag about how much money I'm making, except I don't want that to hurt the donations.
Yeah.
So I have to act like I still need more money because my wife is not working. But I'm saying, like, Lenny, you know, I make more money than basically all the Riotcast shows combined because they don't make any money. They make no money. So for Lenny to go, you know, and Lenny, it was a 50-50 show in terms of voting. Like, Lenny had to agree with me or else, you know, and Lenny wanted to do all the dumb shit Riotcast wanted to do because him and Bobby Kelly are friends. But it was like we were never going to make any money. So this whole thing like, oh, you know, Kevin, I just want to make money. I'm a grown man. I have fucking responsibility. I can't be like, oh, well, you know, we're going to sit around. Bobby Kelly makes no money. No money doing Riotcast, doing his fucking show. Chipperson makes no money doing his show. None of them make any money. They don't have any ads. Lenny said he wanted to wait for, he didn't want to do donations. He wanted to do a show once a week and then wait for the numbers to get big enough that we would do, we would get advertising. And that was never going to happen because they're going to go to Mary. They're going to go to shows that have been on 10 years that do 500,000 fucking downloads.
Casper Mattress is not looking for you.
Dude, exactly.
No, they're all the ads are the same. It's fucking that Blue Apron, Casper Mattress. It's all the same shit. So they're not going to come to the fucking Misery Loves company. So Lenny's like, here was my plan. Lenny's plan was never going to work. And I knew that. And also Bobby Kelly, he's a bad businessman. They don't make any money. They don't make any money.
Evan sounds like a Jew.
Exactly.
No, I got bills.
He is a Jew.
I got fucking kids.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
Barry.
You know what else? He was like shitting on comics. Like, even though I don't like him so much, but he was shitting on people like Chad Zumbach and Bobby Riggs and saying like, oh, they're out there doing the road and barely making any money. And I'm on a cruise ship making $10,000.
He doesn't, first of all, Carrie and Patty let him slide with that shit. My point is real comics work the road. He goes, I just want to be a city comic. Like I go to the comic strip. Jerry Seinfeld said all he ever wanted to do was do the 9 o'clock spot on a Saturday night at the comic strip. It's like, okay, but he didn't stay. He didn't stop there. That wasn't the end of the road for him. And then Lenny even counter arguments himself where he goes, you know, you want to be a city comic. And then you realize you can't make money as a city comic. So it's like, then you got to go on the road to make money. So Lenny's like, I want to be a city comic. City comics make no money. There's very few of them because they don't make any money. No, you got to go on the road. Yeah, now you can make a little bit of money because the Comedy Cellar has so many shows you can run around a little bit, but you still can't make enough money to support a family. So you got to be a road comic. And a road comic makes you a better comic. Did Sam Kinison just work in L.A.?
No.
Did fucking David Tell, Mitch Hedberg, did they just sit around and go?
No.
I mean...
The
point is, he's delusional. But, I mean, it was a good interview because it was like Lenny just basically said, like, I'm a control freak. So control freaks, the problem with control freaks, they don't like to take chances because they things have to be under their control. So he's like, we're going to do it this way. We're going to – it's a 50-50 show. Kevin King, we're going to wait for advertising, which was never going to come. Because Chipperson doesn't get any advertising at Riotcast.
No.
Chipperson. Everybody knows. You guys in the booth, have you heard of Chipperson?
familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds sort of the Tiscar.
Okay, so they get, no, they all they get is deep discount, which they get from Kumia, right. which it's affiliated with Kumia because it's all that. So they don't get any additional advertising except for that other, that betting website. So Riotcast, they make no money. We were never going to make a dime because even if they came to Riotcast for advertising, you think Bobby Kelly was going to give the advertising to us? Does Bobby Kelly look like a guy who likes to share anything? Nice. That fat fuck!
He did a Yankee swap yesterday.
I don't know what that involves, but it probably wasn't swapping food.
That's true.
Yankee swap is like you take a present and you give a present to somebody else and then you sort of move.
It's maddening. That's my dad's word. It's maddening that they're shut up, Ovio. It's maddening that I had to like sit around and go like, right, Bobby? Right, Lenny? What are we going to do? We're going to do a paywall. We're going to do this. All the shit that Bobby tried. None of it works.
We're in a better place now.
Donate.
Much better.
Donate. Thank you, Ovio. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, buddy, okay?
Ovio, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Happy best
Jew.
Oh, they don't have Jews in Albuquerque.
Oh.
That'd be funny if he was
no
the
Jews
only
at
one.
All out here.
No Jews allowed.
As soon as he hung up the phone, people start throwing
Barry Ribs, by the way. People know your names.
Don't. Barry, you gotta get on Twitter. At least find out who's doing your Twitter account. Your Twitter account's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you see I have a Twitter account?
I didn't see anything.
It's right. Barry motherfucking Ribs. Everything signs out Barry motherfucking Ribs.
Not
and then,
me.
And it signs out BR.
Yep. Not me.
Your plugs are almost done.
Like, not yo, me. Yo.
So my plugs is this.
My plugs is this.
Broadway Comedy Club, this Saturday, 9 o'clock show. Broadway Comedy Club, my favorite comedy club in NYC. Okay.
It is?
Yeah, because they show me a lot of love.
That's what Patty Rossborough said yesterday. Follow the love. She's kind of got a point.
And your boy Sherrod Small says he's going to put me on a seller show next month.
Next year.
Show?
Sherrod Small has a show like in one of those annex stages. Yeah.
What's it called? 7 minutes from 1998? Thank you.
It's a very small room.
It's a very small room.
One of the annexes.
Bathroom attendant. That guy that worked the bathroom.
Moving
you
up
in the annex. When they see Barry, they go, are you in the annex?
Right.
Barry, we love you. But moving you got to get on Twitter.
Moving on. I'm going to get on Twitter next year.
2018. Any big moves for 2019?
Yeah, I want to make money like a Jew should.
All right.
It's a good name of a fucking title of an album. Am I right? You're in marketing, right?
Yeah, I'm in marketing. Yeah, make money
like
a
Jew should.
You on the front with pay us, standing there, you know, with sign.
You know a lot about the Jews. I'm telling
whatever.
You. Yeah,
this girl's in suck.
Maybe that's why Lenny was so opposed to donating because it's too much like begging, and it's like then it looks kind of Jewy, and because they're obsessed with money. And
it's a great word.
I'm not saying Lenny is. I'm saying it's a stereotype that Jews are a little bit.
Well, he doesn't
you know,
want to come off as is a great word in Yiddish. And Barry, you'll forgive me if I borrow this term from you people, but hazer. You don't want to come off as a hazer. A hazer is someone who, like, asks for things. You know what I mean? Like a hazer. Like, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me?
Because it's beneath them.
Yeah, right. You don't want to be a mishkite either. So.
What's that?
A mishkite is like a pain in the ass asshole.
My mom, when I was a, my mom was a, like, I don't beg for money, but it's, it was, first of all, it became a bit. It became a bit. You made it like a bit, but it already was a running bit. Donate.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just looking for money, which it worked. We did get money.
Yeah.
But also it was like, it became a bit. So Lenny's just dumb. So, but when I was a boy.
Boy.
If you can think back that far, I was at Ocean City, New Jersey Boardwalk,
right.
You know?
Never
so I was
never
staying.
Went, it?
No, it's. It, can I? It, there's a New Jersey. Don't you think I know where I was, Barry?
No.
I don't have the what do you call that when you forget?
Child dementia.
Yeah, what is. Isn't there a term
Ocean
for it?
Ocean City, New Jersey? There's an Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yeah,
what do you call it when you can't remember stuff? I'm not even doing a joke.
Alzheimer's. Dementia.
I can't remember what it's called.
Dementia.
I can't remember that thing that I have that makes me forget everything. So anyway, so me and my friend were playing pinball, you know, and we ran out of quarters.
Sure.
So we were just a couple of kids.
Sure.
So we were asking people for money. Hey, can you loan us some money? But we're on a boardwalk. We're not going to get raped or sodomized or whatever. We're not going to get fucking whatever. So my mom, I guess somebody snitched me out. My mom, we lived in Philadelphia, but somebody snitched me out. My mom was furious. She's like, were you begging for money on the Ocean City boardwalk? I'm like, yeah, but we're kids.
Kids, right.
Let's give me some money. I almost said the M word. Give me some money, and I won't have to. My mom was so fucking cheap. They were so fucking cheap. But they ended up with a lot of money because they were fucking so cheap. They didn't spend any money on their fucking kids. Because they were fucking cheap.
And kids. It's a lot of
kids. And
kids,
yeah.
You really watch your nickels and dimes.
Yeah, and they did.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Dad, with the TV would break. Speaking of the pliers, you know, TV would break, right. And we'd be using the pliers, but then we'd even strip that. And my dad would be like, Dad, the TV's not working. He goes, well, you broke it. You fix it. Right. You pay for it to get fixed. I'm like, we're six. We don't have money to fucking the TV repairman to come over.
I don't work for Zenith.
If we had enough money to get it, we'd move out.
Right. Yeah. We were so broke when I was a kid, we had to go to West Hampton. You imagine? Ugh. North of the highway.
Kid, he's from Baltimore. That's the joke. He's Baltimore. From Baltimore. He's a fucking piece of shit with no money.
Fucking shit.
He grew up, he's got four dads, and three of them are black.
Five of them are black.
That's how bad he is at math.
Yeah, exactly. So, Barry.
Barry, what else you got?
Social media stuff, pal?
Barry, thanks for wearing your best black shirt. Black t-shirt. It's not even t-shirt season.
I'm a t-shirt.
Look how Brian's dressed. He's blind. He's properly attired.
I'm a t-shirt.
Speaking of t-shirts, go to Brian.
Oh yeah, good plug.
BrianPMcCarthy.com. Click on the shop. There's t-shirts there. They're hilarious, and it's a great stocking stuffer. If you order it today, shipping is only like $50 to get it.
By- Any sales on this plug?
Yeah. I just started on Monday, so we're doing.
Shout out to Bruce who did the website.
Bruce, I love him.
Bruce is a great guy.
Bruce is a great guy.
He really is, and another thing, you know, not to shit on Lenny because I don't want to get banned again, but you know, Lenny thought I couldn't survive without him, but I ended up getting Adam, who's like amazing.
Yeah.
How amazing is Adam? Adam never, not to jinx Adam, but he never even fucks up.
No.
You never go like, Adam, what the fuck happened? He doesn't even fuck up.
We got a good little group here, man.
And then Bruce does amazing websites.
He's
and
he's a great guy.
And go to my website. I got a lot of dates coming up in the new year. I'm doing some with
tell him your website.
KevinBrennanComedian.com.
That's right.
Shout out to Aaron Berg for giving me tickets to the hockey game.
Yep.
I want to thank you guys for having me.
Barry, it's always great to see you. Best wishes for the new
Barry, you were very funny today. I'm not going to say you weren't funny the other times, but you were very funny
today. You really
brought
it today, Barry. You brought your
I know it's because the Hanukkah's over and you're focused.
Yep. All that guilt.
What guilt?
You know what I'm talking about.
Is it guilt or gelt? Is that a fish?
I'm thinking gefilte fish.
When Kevin gives me my $3, I feel like a rich man. That's how fucked up my money situation is.
Yeah, you don't seem like a guy who's doing well.
So you're spending too much money to go to the bagel store. If you would just save money there. I mean, you're taking like three trains. So it's $8 and $8 back to get a bagel. So if you just get a bagel, you could
it's
open your...
It. It's worth it.
I almost want to go.
I don't know the name of it. 2nd Avenue around 56th Street.
We've been cross town. You don't even stand on the west side when you get off the train.
Goes all the way over.
I like to walk.
Eats up his day. Come on, let the guy have his day. You know, it kind of breaks your heart.
What does?
You know,
he's got a great life.
I'm glad I didn't hear.
We're on break after this. We're on break. So happy holidays. You can still listen to the shows. We'll still be doing Misery Loves Company. You can find that on my website. Easy links.
Tomorrow.
But we're on vacation here at Kumia till the second, I think. I think the second, which is Wednesday. Shout out to the Kumia, the Anthony Kumia, and the Keith the Cops, and of course the Garrett and John.
I said Merry Christmas.
And Big A and the fans that are here.
Right.
And E-Rock. And who else?
You got the best crew.
Thanks,
best
boys.
Crew you got.